Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share,
we love all through
the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Mindful Monday. Yep, we're starting another week. I hope everyone out there had an exciting weekend. I know it was busy and crazy, traffic, people, lines, all of that stuff, you know, but this is the season that everybody's getting ready, a little bit different than it was last year, so we're kind of like stir crazy out here, but please, please, cases are rising out there. You know, 100,000 cases, 1,100 dying, 50,000 in the hospitals. I'm just listening, getting bits and pieces of stuff, you know, just to tell you, don't relax out there. Keep doing what you're doing, okay? Just we need to be here. And this is going to be a little bit lengthy for you today, but I want you to be mindful of this. There is no one lonelier or more unhappy than a person who does not know the pure joy of creating a life for himself or herself. To be human is not merely to stand erect and manifest intelligence or knowledge. To be human, in the full sense of the word, is to lead a creative life. To struggle to create new life from within is truly a wonderful thing. There is found the brilliant wisdom that guides and directs the workings of reason, the light of insight that penetrates the farthest reaches of the universe, the undaunted will to see justice done that meets and challenges all the assaults of evil, the spirit of unbounded care that embraces all who suffer. When these things are fused with the energy of compassion that pours forth from the deepest source of cosmic life, and a classic rhythm arises to color the lives of all people. So when you use your creative juices, not only are you uploading yourself, but you're helping others out there. We all have a lot of creativity lying within us. And since this event has come along, we're finding out some of the things we could do and some of the things that they said you couldn't do, but we are doing them. So to be creative is something that we must do. Later on, we're going to have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on. You know, she likes Monday. She likes to start your week off. Tiffany with an eye, because I see it, I see you. I make that strategic planning. I get the job done, and it is completed. She'll be on with us. This is Mind for Monday, short and sweet. Let me just relax you down. Open up your ears. Sit back and relax. Listen.
In a little tent, and oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
That's right, a change is going to come. Everything changes from moment to moment. And to give us some insight on how things work, something to be mindful of, we have Miss Tiffany Jones. Tiffany with an I. I see it. I see you. I strategize. I restructure. I get the job done, and it's a completed, done thing. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us with Mindful Monday?
I sure am. How are you, Linda? Thank you again for having me on the show. You know I'm always excited to be here.
You know we're excited to have you here, but I know Monday is your favorite day because you like to set that week off and kind of like give us some things to think about. You was with us with Find It Out Friday. We found out a few little things. But Mindful Monday, we go short and sweet. And, you know, I'm so excited. I'm excited for you to be here, and I'm excited that you're there for you because, you know, your show tomorrow will air. I think you go Tuesday and Thursday. Can you give us a little bit about what's going on, what to expect? You teased us on Friday, so now we're waiting on the information today.
So tomorrow, as you know, is the premiere of West Side Story.
Okay.
And George Chikaris has not done any interviews with anybody. He's very hard to get because he's been so reclusive over the years, but he is going to do an interview with me, and if anyone knows, he was the original Brando, or, you know, with Rita Moreno in the film.
Okay.
The original film, West Side Story. So now they've done they've redone the show.
Okay.
And it is going to be something because he chose to do an interview with me rather than going to the premiere.
That's what I'm talking about. Because he knows whatever you want to hear, you're going to pull it out of him, and he's probably ready to tell you, oh, that's going to be exciting. Congratulations. You're going back to the original. This is so, therefore, you know, where it always starts, usually when they do the redos on that, you know, sometimes they go inclusive, and most of the time they go exclusive. But I would like to, I'm going to tune in on that. some kind of way. I have to see this wonderful, great legend answer those questions. I'm not going to even ask you which way you're going. I just want to hear about it. I want to be there. I want to hear it. So I know we usually get at the same time. Some kind of way I'll have to do it because you're East Coast. I mean, it airs on the East Coast,
right.
So that's
so
3 hours ahead of us.
Right. The show is 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's on TECNTV.com. So we'll be talking to him at 8 tomorrow.
Okay.
And if you don't see it at 8 tomorrow, then you'll be able to see it, you know, on YouTube channel or Rumble. But it's going to be exciting.
Okay.
And I guess because to be able to talk to somebody who has pioneered a way for minorities to be able to dance, to sing at a time when, you know, there was a majority and very few people, very few immigrants or minorities that could come into the industry at that time, and how awesome that was for him to be one of the first. You know what I mean?
Yes.
West Side Story, if you know the West Side Story theme, and back then I'm sure it was very, it captivated people because of the dynamic of the couple. And, you know, so you fast forward that to today and seeing the progress and his thoughts about the progression and what his accomplishments are in the fact that he, you know, was groundbreaking back then.
Yes.
To be very, very interesting.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. That is going, because I always like to get to those legends and hear those pioneering stories because they were the one that chopped
right.
that earth.
Well, you have
okay?
a theater background, right?
I'm sorry?
You have a theatrical, excuse me, background.
Yes, I do. You know, I love the theater. Just shine that little yellow light on me and give me my spot and we can go. You know, yeah, we can go on that. So this is exciting because you get the true grit when you get those pioneers, you know, because they really, really tell you what it was really, really like, you know, and going through the changes and the different the things that have changed, but that basic never changes, you know, the basic never, ever, ever changes. Once that's laid down there, I am so excited. You're going up at 8. We'll be up tomorrow with Teddy Tuesday with Miss Stephanie Hayes.
Oh, that's right. You guys will be.
Yeah. I'm running at the same time, but I'll come in afterwards and view the tape and stuff unless, you know, things change, you know, because we spend on dimes over here. And, you know, anything come up, if something changes, I will definitely have my eyes on you. I want to see that glossed up lipstick. See, I'm not showing that right now. Eventually, I'm going to do that. But I don't even have on no lipstick today. Okay, but I've had a horrendous day. It's been a very victorious day, which they all are, because you have to make them happen that way. And then I hear this exciting news about you and him coming on. Oh, yeah, the pioneers, they chop the earth, okay? And as a matter of fact, we're still chopping the earth, but it's a little bit different. But they chop the earth. I remember, you know, when I had to travel and the things that, you know, even as a child, you know, what you would witness and what you would see. And, yeah, we know. I'm just going to hold up on it because I cannot wait. I am so proud of you, Tiffany Witter. I see it.
I see you.
I strategize it. And we work in different arenas, but we work together. And that's the beauty of our collaboration because, you know, we're about, education, collaboration, and unification. And to let others know that it takes more than one brain or it takes a lot of, information and a lot of different opinions to get things moving out there. And on that note, not dampening it, did you hear about the CEO that fired 900 employees over Zoom? See, Zoom is devastating. It's good, but it's bad. What kind of individual, heartless individual? I was just sitting looking with my mouth open, okay? You know, you take your people, if you're having problems in your organization, you talk to them. You let them know what's happening. You be transparent with them. You know, give them heads up. How do you think that feels? You're sitting on a Zoom meeting and you're terminated. Okay, that's heartless. That's heartless. I'm sorry. I just looked at that. I had to mention it while I was on my mind. And telling everyone, you know, so he is going to have some stories. That Zoom is nothing. I just cannot wait to hear what he said, what he went through, and how he pioneered it down there. And now they did a remake. And did they consider him? Is he considered, or should I not even ask that? You know what? Don't even answer it. I'm gonna find out.
I have no idea that, like, when I interview him, these are literally going to be thoughts that are coming directly from him as they are interviewing him. So I have no idea the responses. I just want to make sure that, you know, that we have a good time and he's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how much we appreciate what he's done in theater for all people, you know, not only minorities or immigrants, for people of different, you know, preferences maybe, you know, that to inspire people to do and think beyond what exists for them. It's life-changing, you know what I'm saying, to be able to inspire people to achieve their dream, you know?
Yes.
And I think that's very remarkable, and that shouldn't be overlooked.
No, it shouldn't be, and that's what we need to do anyway. That, as a, you know, my thing is the best way, if you want to have power, is to empower others. That's power, okay? When you get individuals that say, oh, I can't do it. Yes, you can. Let me show you, okay? What you do with it after you find out, that's up to you, but you can do this. And there's a commercial. There's this young girl talking to her little brother, and she's telling him, critters, I'm going to pay attention, but she is so cute, but she is telling that back. You're a star. You are this. And I said, oh, that is so beautiful. You know, because that's what we have to hear at an early age. Those are things that have to be planted inside of us. That's why we grow up and we stand like redwood trees. It all starts early, okay? It's nothing that you learn how to add on to it as you move through life, but it's fed to you in that baby milk, okay? It's fed to you then. And it's up to you what you do with it. But one thing about it, most we stray away from it, but we have a tendency to go back to it. So to hear a pioneer that's been up there, you know, dressing all in the corner in the closet, if coming on the inside at all, oh, yeah, I can imagine. This is going to be a good one.
Right. And they, you know, and he was, West Side Story was it was an Academy Award winning project. I mean, you know, film, play. So to, you know, I guess the reality is now kind of like it's setting in, and I'm not speechless, but I'm just overwhelmed at the opportunity that I do have to interview him. And I'm looking so forward just to being with him, asking the questions that not only are on my mind, I'm sure they're on others, and, you know, just to be able to get him to feel comfortable to talk to me and talk about it. Everybody loves to discuss what is going on in their lives. And that's a very strong point. That's why there's so many talk shows. Everyone wants to express something. And I'm honored that I was selected to for him to utilize the platform to do so. So it should be very good. These are going to be statements that, for the first time, I've never heard.
Oh.
So I'm excited.
You're getting it from the heart of the mouth.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. And that's when you bring on, I have a play brother, he's an artist. He's been on before about a year ago, but he's traveled, and he's done many, many things, and I'm trying to track him down. And he is very, very interesting because he goes across the board with his mixed media, everything from sculpturing and everything. And I used to hold his nails as he was building his structures, so I feel like I have birthed some of those babies myself. So it is real good to get things like that from the, I call them the masters, okay? They're the masters because they are not only walking it and talking it, they have done it and they are still doing it. And it's very, very important because we have so many naysayers that we go through in life that you just have to, like, shut all of that down. And each day, as I read today about, you know, creativity, and when you take all of that creativity and embrace it, when these are fused with the energy of compassion that pours from the deepest source of cosmic life, an elastic rhythm arises to color the lives of all people. So you're getting ready to paint that Rembrandt tomorrow. This is going to be exciting. Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I do it, I get a job done, and I complete it. I just love you to death, and this is just only the start of, you know. And when you say you're kind of like speeches, well, I wouldn't be speeches because why not you? I couldn't think of a better person to do it other than you. And you're going to be able to pull out everything that you need from him. Mm-hmm. Yep, I know your style.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, you know your style. Relax down and you know, wow. I'm very, very excited. And that is, they've done the remake now. It's the, when is it? Is it out tomorrow? It's the premiere? It's tomorrow,
yeah, the premiere,
right?
The premiere for the film where all the actors go and to premiere it is tomorrow. And I think the film is out on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I think Friday, which is following tomorrow, this Tuesday, it'll be the following Friday, well, Friday of this week.
Okay.
So, but it's like I said, it's definitely an honor, and I'm so appreciative and so grateful for the opportunity. More is to come, and I am excited about all the interviews and all the things that I'm doing in December.
Okay.
It should be, and then the new year, my goodness, it's going to be amazing. And I think it's going to be amazing for everyone. I think everyone across the board, whether you're on television or not, or on a podcast or not, it's just going to be amazing because I think people are going to awaken to you know, what they really like, not what they're disciplined to do, but what they really like. They're going to start following their heart. They're not going to just do things just because. And
because
right now,
I think we're seeing that.
We're seeing that where people don't, you know, people after the pandemic are now starting to really think about what it is that they want to do. Like, you know, I was able, you know, the opportunity to receive three times maybe the amount of money that you would had you been working and had the opportunity to be with your family or to do your business at home, to travel, to be able to contribute to the economy and buy gifts and spend money for yourself or however you did it, that's fine. They now have thought about that, like, wow, I can have a lifestyle that I've always dreamed of if I really concentrate and focus on what I truly desire. So when you have time to sit and think about things, you know, a lot of people don't know what they create. It's like, oh, I want a better job. Oh, I'm so tired of this job. Oh, and then it opens, door opens, and you don't go back to that brick and mortar because you created it with your words and said, I don't want to go back there. I'm tired. Well, you know, to a large degree, that's what the pandemic did. It's a, you know, the collective mass said, I'm tired. I'm tired. We're tired
and look,
of going
and look
to work.
What happened today. You with a company and you get terminated over Zoom. That's horrible, you know. And then you go through, when you go through life and you come through and you get your acclimates behind you, get yourself all set up, you step out there, and bam, here comes the slap in the face. You just have to keep discerning, keep wanting, and don't retreat and do what you have to do. And as I always say, what we think we're supposed to be doing, maybe that's not it, because it's already set in the universe for you. It's already a done deal. You just have to sit still enough to get your darn messages. And however way they come to you in order to get your messages, you have to keep that outside noise out, okay? You have to keep it out. And the minute you try to keep it out, Tiffany, it comes in full force on you. So you got to keep yourself balanced because it's hitting you from the north to the south to the east to the west in many, many different forms. But after you sit down and really map it out and see what you're capable of or where that creativity lies, it changes the whole darn game. So you're going to get me going. I cannot wait till tomorrow. Send me the information. We'll talk later on because if I'm on, I cannot tune in there. But I definitely want to be a witness to this because it's great. It's a victory, and like you say, don't be speechless over there because why not you, okay? That's you.
You know, it's and just, you know how I feel. It's just,
I know,
like
I know,
said,
you, I know, but
very
I don't want
humble.
To hear. Yeah, I know you're humble, but I am not humble. Why not you, okay? You better
well, thank
than
you so much.
I'm serious.
Thank
you know,
so
speech. Don't be shocked. You deserve it. It's just like persons that go into an establishment or go into an event and sit in the 10th row. You don't belong in the 10th row. Get your butt up there. If you're not up on the stage, be where you can get up there when they call you, okay? Hit the door and kick it in, put on the knee-high boots, and get the job done. See, that's why we collaborate, because you know how to wear them knee-high boots. We don't deal with people who wear ankle boots over here. And on that note, we're going to say congratulations to you. It will tune in. Now, where can they tune in? Give me the network again.
It's TECNTV.com.
TECNTV. T-E or P-E?
T as in Tom, E as in Edward, C as in Charles, N as in Nancy, TV.com.
TV.
And it's the show, right, and the show is actually called Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones.
Beyond the Lines. I love it with Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I. And on that note, listeners, I want you to tune in. We're going to let her go because we said it was short and sweet, and she got some prepping to do and some celebrating to do. And I'm going to end up, and this is the last thing I'm going to say to you. Why not you? Okay, I cannot wait. Congratulations to him. He's coming with the right person. I cannot wait to hear this. There's something that's going on behind that, okay? We love you, Tiffany. Okay. Tiffany with an
thank
I
you.
Is mine for Monday. I will speak with you later. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Tiffany, for giving
thank
us
so much,
what we need to do and what we have to do. And that's what happens when you collaborate. We love you. Have a good one.
Sharing care with love all through the land.
We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love.